Israel today sent helicopter gunships into the West Bank and Gaza, striking a police headquarters in the center of Nablus, an apartment building in Ramallah, and a security complex in Rafah. 7 Palestinians were killed. Israel's Prime Minister Sharon has promised a different course of action in dealing with the Palestinian uprising. Sharon is due to make a speech later today. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies in Jerusalem. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sharon came into office a year ago, promising to establish peace and security for Israel. He seems a long way from fulfilling that pledge.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We have neither peace nor security. In fact, we have escalation and a breakdown of central authority on the Palestinian side and a certain loss of sight of where Israel wants to get to in this conflict.
Any idea what Sharon's likely to say in his speech?
It's very difficult to know. I don't think he's going to resign. I think he's going to say that we're going to probably take a harder line towards the Palestinians and crack down and but I think there's very little more that we can do that we're not doing right now. We've encircled all the Palestinian towns. People can't get from one to the other. We keep on hitting the same Palestinian targets. There are virtually no more targets to destroy. The only thing we can do is probably more defensive action, trying to prevent terrorists from getting into Israel. But I don't see what military course he can propose. In terms of diplomacy, again, I don't see what Sharon can do. He's got this government, this right-wing, left-wing government that has no clear diplomatic policy. I can't see him trying to renegotiate with Arafat, who he has declared is irrelevant. So I can't see him doing anything dramatic militarily, nor can I see him doing anything dramatically to improve the situation diplomatically. So I think we're in a bit of a dead end here.
He's under pressure from both the left and the right in his coalition. Can he keep his government together?
Yeah, he can keep his government together because of the self-interest of the parties. This is the broadest coalition government in the history of Israel. Theoretically, the guy could have done anything and everything he wants to. We've just been through a budgetary process where instead of pushing through a budget that would have taken into account the country's economic situation, he gave in to every single pressure group. The problem with this coalition is that the self-interest of the parties who comprise it, they don't want an election now. So Sharon, by compromising all the time and by doing nothing on the diplomatic front and doing very little on the military front that he's not doing now, can keep the package together until the next election, which is the winter of next year.
He's getting conflicting advice from inside and outside his government, whether to reoccupy more Palestinian-controlled land or unilaterally withdraw from more of those territories that Israel occupies. Is he likely to adapt either course?
Well, unilateral withdrawal under fire is not going to happen. In his mind, and in fact most analysts' mind, to do so would send totally the wrong message to the Palestinians. They think that this is another Lebanon. You shoot at the Jews, they pack their bags and they withdraw. So unilateral withdrawal is certainly not something he's going to do. In terms of reoccupying the territories, it's going to cost a lot of Israeli lives. The minute you're involved in urban warfare, man against man, gun against gun, it costs casualties, no matter how sophisticated your army is. The last thing I think he wants to do is have more Israeli casualties. So I don't think either of those options are real, frankly.
Shimon Peres wants to put forward a peace plan, but he doesn't seem to be getting very far.
No, him and Abu Ala and Abu Mazen, the three of them are like dinosaurs trying to put together a plan that nobody really wants at the moment. It's going to take, I'm afraid, if I just objectively look at the situation, I think we're in a slugging match until there's a change of leadership both on the Palestinian side and the Israeli side that can change the dynamic that we have in motion at the moment. I just, with Sharon there and Arafat there, I can't see anything that's going to change this current destructive dynamic that we're involved in.
Change of leadership to whom?
Change of leadership here in Israel, an election with leadership that could probably climb down from the tree and say, let's go back to the Clinton-Barak proposals and see where they get us. And frankly, a change of leadership on the Palestinian side. Not that it's up to us Israelis to tell the Palestinians who should lead them, but Arafat's credibility in this country is zero. For good or for bad, his signature on a piece of paper would not be trusted. So I'm afraid it's just slogging out at each other until something happens that changes the current course. But with the incumbent leaders, I just can't see it happening.
Thank you very much.
Sorry to be so pessimistic. All the best.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies in Jerusalem.